I just had this feeling, and I said, you know, if you're barbecue, I love you. And that's kind of what our life's all about right now. And this is a great community. And whenever you're talking barbecue and hanging out with your friends, everybody's happy and having a good time. And that's, you know, that's where it's at.
Hi, this is Tim Shear with Shake and Bake Barbecue.
720 WGN live on the road to the Hula Bowl here. It is game day, but there has been some incredible activity and games happening over the last couple days throughout this road to the Hula Bowl. The combination of El Bandito, Yankee Tequila, and Blues Hog, and the Barbecue League, Marble Ridge Farms, and all that, and the fearless leader of so much of the amazing things happening is the one and only Tim Shear. Tim, welcome to the Hula Bowl, and welcome to your tailgate.
This is a great spot to be, man, I'll tell you right now. Beautiful weather, we got Orlando, we got football, we got barbecue, and we've got tequila. I'm happy, happy, happy.
A few of the things was to create that great alignment with greats from the NFL, NFL football, college football, tailgating, barbecue, tequila, all those things. It is a festive environment, and it seems to fit right in.
No, it's been awesome. The golf tournament yesterday with all the football players and the celebrities and Chris Chelios and all everybody. I mean, it was just freaking awesome. You know, we're out there cooking, you know, some tacos, having tequila out on the golf course.
Some tacos. For the listeners, let's break that down. Because from the reaction from the people trying them, it was anything but an ordinary taco.
Yeah, we were blowing some minds over there. We had Marble Ridge Farms Wagyu beef that we raised on our farm. And I'm telling you, it is so tender. I mean, it's so easy to cook. Everybody thought I was a hero, but it's so easy. You don't even know how, you know, I don't tell them how easy it is, but
no, keep that a secret. Well, no, because it's easy now because you have banked all of that great experience. And of course, on the meat side, the cooking side, the barbecue side, and the gateway drums and all that kind of stuff. But you say you blew some minds. I think you blew all the minds. I think the percentage level is maybe 99.9% minds blown. I mean, it's the kind of thing, you know, win contests and championships and destroy the competition out there in the barbecue world on a regular basis, making people happy. Were you surprised in this setting that the skill set transfers?
No, you said exactly the words, making people happy, and that's what's so fun about barbecue. And, you know, El Bandito is, you know, it's the same deal. You know, it's a great product. We've got great barbecue. I say it all the time. We want to give the people what they want, and that's happiness.
The world needs a little more happiness. Tim Shear is here to help with that. Well, this is the beginning of Operation Happiness, which is going to be a good part of 2022. The Hula Bowl is here. All of those great things we talked about on the football side and the NFL side and the tailgating side. We're going to take that tailgate, take that happiness to some of the biggest sporting events out there, some of the ones starting up. The Clash for NASCAR is going to be out at the LA Coliseum. We're going to do a tailgate out there, so you're going to be able to see if Missouri kind of sensibility and championship on the barbecue side can transfer to that West Coast.
I think we can do it. We're doing it so far in Florida. You know, in our competition lifetime, we've done it all over the world. And we're so excited about being over there with NASCAR and stuff. I'm a big NASCAR fan, so looking forward to that for sure.
So we mentioned all the different companies that that Tim is leading, but of course Shake and Bake Barbecue, you know, one of those flagship organizations. And so here's one of the things we want to say this for the listeners too, and let all our race fans and all our NASCAR fans know that, you know, you're going to change it up a little bit. So for this, because obviously we got the tequila, so there's a little bit, you had the chimichurri and the lime and everything like that. With NASCAR, is it going to be it's not broke, don't fix it? Because it certainly isn't. Or is there anything that race fans can look forward to, another kind of tweak to it?
We'll come up with something for sure. I mean, we did the whole hog here today for some pulled pork sliders with our Tennessee Red. We make a killer coleslaw with that sauce. You know, we've got some ribs going today. We've got brisket. I don't know. We're out in California. We'll probably hit the tri-tip or something like that. You know, just keep it on par with what they do. And just raise the game with that Marble Ridge Farms beef. It's just absolutely incredible. You don't have to be a world-class chef to know how to cook that stuff. It's so good.
I think one of your guys with you, it may have been Mark Bayless, said that maybe one of the slogans, as you bring barbecue to the masses, letting everybody enjoy and get a bit of that happiness, that maybe for the senior citizen community, maybe for the villages, that you don't even really need teeth to enjoy the barbecue.
These ribs we were making today, I swear. You know, people talk about fall off the bone, and whether you love that or hate that, that's what we had today. And everybody's asking for a rib, and I just pulled them apart with my hands, and they freaked out. And they're incredible. They're great eating ribs, you know what I mean? And you know, just seeing people react to it and putting smiles on their face and coming back and the compliments that they give about everything here, it's just, you know, that's what makes our job fun.
Coaches here at the Hula Bowl, Mike Smith, Brian Billick, Super Bowl champion coaches, they were excited to meet you. In fact, they were bugging me. I got to tell you when we're off the air about some of the things they were saying. They couldn't get all the things that we were doing here with El Bandito Yankee and with Blues Hog out of their mind. When it comes to the NASCAR thing, you mentioned you're a big fan. We're going to be out there. We are going to blow some minds out there. Are there any key, either whether it's drivers or legends or personalities in racing that you cannot wait to get a chance to feed?
Oh, man, just everybody, really. I mean, you know, I used to be a pretty big Dale Jr. fan and stuff and follow the Hendrick crew pretty hard right now. So that's what I like, and I don't care, man. I just, you know, anybody that enjoys barbecue, you know, we worked with Smithfield for a long time. So, you know, Eric Almirola, obviously a big part of their group. But, you know, it's just, you know, we just want to be there and spread the word of good barbecue and have a lot of fun doing it, and that's what we're after.
I think one of the most famous quotes, it may be on Tim Shear Junior High someday when you retire somewhere, wherever that'll be located, probably in Missouri, is one of your favorite quotes that we heard about it too. Is, I think it goes along the lines of, and maybe you can correct it, but it's like, if you love barbecue, or if you love barbecue, making barbecue, whatever, then I love you. Or I think I butchered it, but how does it go, Tim?
Yeah, something like that. I was on stage at the Memphis in May, I think is where that quote came from.
Is that after winning a world championship there?
It actually was. We won Pork Shoulder, world championship Pork Shoulder, Memphis in May. And I don't know, I just had this feeling, and I said, you know, if you're barbecue, I love you. And that's kind of what, you know, what our life's all about right now. And it's a great community. And whenever you're talking barbecue and hanging out with your friends, everybody's happy and having a good time. And that's, you know, that's where it's at.
It goes with everything, or at least it should. Tim, as we let you go, where can people get more information? Gateway Drum, Blues Hog, Shake and Bake, and all that stuff. And, of course, we'll have it up at WGNRadio.com, and we'll see it at a bunch of places. But where can people go?
Yeah, I mean, you can go on to all of our websites. TheBBQLeague.com is a great site. If you're looking for more information and education on how to cook, we've got world champion pitmasters on there that are giving away their full recipes that they win championships with. So you can't get that anywhere else. You can't get it on YouTube or anything. So you log on there and you get all kinds of fun discount codes and stuff to buy meat and barbecue products online and everything. So it's a great site, TheBBQLeague.com.
Making the world a better place one bite at a time. Tim Shear, Shake and Bake, Barbecue, Blues Hog, all that. Again, we'll have it at WGNRadio.com, and we will see you down the road. Thanks, Tim. Thanks for everything you're doing. Thanks for your service, for your commitment, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
You got it, Dane. Thank you for having us, and we appreciate everything you guys are doing, too.